What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Times.
What's up? What's up?
And LaVon Maynard.
Welcome to the show.
What is going on? So please continue to tune in throughout the week. Monday and Tuesday are topics, Wednesday discussion, no Ask Us SP this week, but Friday we talk about everything else. It's called the Weekly Rundown. Definitely continue to hit us up with the feedback. We've been getting comments from people. We definitely enjoy your feedback, your comments. Just even if it's just likes and hearts, we'll take that too. Take whatever we can get. Without further ado, I'll give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this one is from thehackernews.com, and it's our buddy Robbie Lakshmanan again, right? We get a lot of stuff from Robbie. We appreciate you, Robbie. This one is titled, Spanish Police Arrest Two Nuclear Power Workers for Cyber Attacking the Radiation Alert System, right? So what this is about is Spanish law enforcement officials, they arrested two individuals in connection with a cyber attack on Spain's radioactivity alert network, the RAR, which took place between March and June of 2021. This was actually last year, but it was a year-long investigation to where they found these two people, which were former employees, and they don't actually state whether or not they were former employees from when they arrested them this year, when they caught them this year, whether or not they were former employees when they were commencing the activities here, which took place between, was it March to June 2021? Is that right? Let me make sure I got this right here. Yes. Yeah, so of last year. So with this here, this is one of those things where we've talked about this before, right? And I know when you think of infrastructure, you don't necessarily think about, you know, a radiation alert system, but like I would include this in that bucket, right? I would say this is part of that as well. But the reason for the attack is unknown as of yet. And these two contractors, I don't want to say contractors, but these two employees were actually from a third party. They weren't actually employed directly by the Spanish government. There was a subcontractor that they were contracted through. But what they did for this is they disabled some sensors over a manner of the 2 months that they were doing what they were doing, and reduced the detection capacity of the network. I'm getting tongue tied here. But yeah, the Policia Nacional said the arrest was a result of a year-long investigation and exhaustive analysis of all the communications of the sabotage sensors, right? And again, I don't know if these individuals were former employees when they were performing this task, which if that is the case, it's one of those things where it's like, this is why it matters to where if employees are released, like you start changing things up, right? Change passwords, things of that nature, so that you don't have stuff like this happen, where they can have access to the system and do these types of things and backdoors, like leave themselves backdoors. Because more than likely in some of these cases, people know when they're about to get canned, and that's when they start doing stuff, right? They're like, oh, let me leave a backdoor for myself because I'm gonna get them, right? I'm gonna hold them for ransom, right? Put some ransom attempts out there and make sure they can pay me in some Bitcoin, right? Some cryptocurrency, which I don't even know how valuable that is anymore, right? It's not even like I don't even know if that's going to be the preferred currency anymore, the way that that's going, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see. But LaVon, what's your thoughts on this, man?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is pretty, this is the real deal right here. I mean, insider threats are like such a big concern for a lot of companies. Like, you can do as much as you can to like protect your boundaries and like make sure people don't come into your network, but then you got employees that are either malicious, or they're unsatisfied and they want to get revenge or something like that, or they're getting paid by some other organization or some other country or something like that to sabotage your infrastructure. And you really it's not a lot you as a company that you can do about that besides try to scrutinize who you're hiring and try to do some background investigation and things like that to make sure that you have, you know, the most honest people that you can find, you know, in the workforce. But yeah, this is pretty major right here for, you know, radiation alert system to be basically powered down or shut off or disabled And you can imagine if there was some sort of radiation leak or something like that that caused, you know, whatever catastrophe, maybe exploded the nuclear power plant and affected, you know, who knows how many hundreds of thousands and millions of lives. But it's pretty intense. I mean, I don't know much more you can do as a business to try to avoid this, but I'm glad that they, you know, did the investigation. They found out who these people were. You know, hopefully this will kind of like make people more, you know, people that have potentially that malicious intent, that they're aware that people will get found out and potentially get thrown in the slammer, or at the very least pay some fines or whatever they, you know, decide at the time. But yeah, this is a pretty big one. And I'm just glad that it kind of had a happy ending and not some big catastrophe. But I guess I'll turn it over to you, Ryan. What you think about this one?
Yes, sir. So first off, the name of the operation is dope. Like, they called it Gamma, Operation Gamma. I'm getting Bruce Banner vibes over here. But secondly, like, this was almost the big one. Like, this was almost the one we keep talking about was going to happen, right? Like, whether it be power plants or water supplies or oil pipelines, like, if they had disabled the system and caused it to fail, like a nuclear meltdown, that could potentially happen, right? I could be talking all doom and gloom, but in my head, you know, it's another Three Mile Island or Chernobyl type situation. Had these mechanisms not been put in place, like, this is what I would guess, right? I'm no physicist, so don't quote me on that. But for them not to know why they did it, like, so is it just to see if it could be done? Like, were they just, you know, challenging themselves, or was it were they being extorted or blackmailed by another government? Like, hey, make this power plant fail. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to reading about next. Like, that's the information I'm looking for. Like, what motivates you to do something so dangerous that could affect, like you said, like, untold number of people within the surrounding area? And if it did fail, like, Chernobyl was impacting people all the way on the West Coast of other states. So it could have been a huge disaster. So again, it's good that they were found out and that this was disrupted. I'm thinking insider threat, like, they're still working for the company. Like, they didn't say it specifically, but you would think the offboarding process for a nuclear power plant would be pretty stringent, right? Like, but they do mention them being third parties, so that's always the case, right, when it comes to data breaches and leaks. When we clown T-Mobile all the time, or I can't remember who was last week, but they were also PHI was leaked by a third party. So you got to be careful, right? They got to be scrutinized just as hard as your actual company's employees. So I don't know much about contracting, but like, there's some heads will roll for this one. Would be my guess. But yeah, I'm looking forward to bring this one up again once they have more information on why they specifically were targeting a nuclear power plant, and the ramifications if they had been successful. So definitely tune in for that. I would assume it'd probably be like a month from now or something like that. The article probably drop. But with that being said, continue to listen to our content, continue to like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share this with your friends, like, find your nerdy friends, share a podcast. Monday and Tuesday are topics, Wednesday's discussion. This one goes into a bounty being put on somebody's head, so definitely tune in for that. Thursdays, sometimes we do Ask CSP. So I did one last week with Skylar Hunter. He is a script kiddie working his way to being a hacker, so tune in for that. And then Friday, we talk about everything else, so we call it Weekly Rundown, non-cyber related stuff. So hit up the websites. They all go by our podcast name. You can hit me up personally. I'm RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. I am on Twitter, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, and TikTok. And you, LeVon?
Yes, sir. You can hit me up on the Twitters at LeVon Maynard.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.
Take care.